You're listening to the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU, around the world at WRSU.org. It's been a pretty difficult week for all of us, as a nation, as supporters of Israel, and as human beings. This past Monday, our worst fears were realized, as we learned that the three Israeli teenagers, who quickly became known simply as our boys, had been murdered by their captors. On Tuesday, we watched in sorrow as our boys, Ayal Yifrach, Gilad Sar, and Naftali Frankel, were buried together in Modi'in. Tens of thousands of people flocked from throughout the country simply because they just had to be there. And I watched from home online. We cried as the families recited the mourner's Kaddish together and shared the grief of three mothers who were faced with the unthinkable task of burying their murdered sons. And we as a nation wondered, what next? Well, at this time, Israelis are under attack throughout part of the country. Cries for revenge ring out from all sides. And the Israeli military ponders its next move. But let's ignore that for now. You've read about all that. You know everything there is to know. If you're anything like me, you've read one opinion piece after another, one article after another. And now here we are. It's almost a week later, and I'm on the radio. What do I do? What do you want me to do? Should we spend the hour crying? Should we spend the hour remembering? Should we spend the hour giving each other a big hug? Well, we're going to do part of that. We're going to do that for a few minutes at the beginning of today's show. But you know what? We've been through this together before. In my 20 years on the radio here, we've been through this quite a few times. And we do. We give each other a big hug, and we cry a little, sometimes a lot. And then we move on. Lo nafsik lashir. Israel is a place that we celebrate. It's a place where amazing things happen every day. In culture, in technology, in every walk of life. And I think that that's why you listen to me on the radio. To hear how we celebrate Israel, not how we spend time mourning the tragic events that take place all too often in Israel, but how we celebrate the wonderful things that happen in Israel. So we'll do that, as we always do. But first, let's spend a few minutes remembering. Remembering Ayal, Gilad, and Naftali. And before we celebrate, we'll spend a few minutes mourning. Yizkirem Eloheinu Letova. May God remember our three boys, Ayal, Gilad, and Naftali. The Israel Hour.
Eloheinu letova, ah, iskerei, אלוקינו לטובה. אלוקינו לטובה, אם שער צדיקי עולם, אם שער צדיקי
Sandy Shmueli, Yizkerem Eloheinu Letova. May God remember our boys. On our last week's podcast, I posted it the day that we learned that these boys had been murdered. And I recorded a separate introduction. If you haven't heard it yet, you can check it out at IsraelHour.com or on iTunes. And I was getting ready to post last Sunday's show. And last Sunday's show happened to be, for the most part, fairly upbeat. Yes, we were concerned about the three boys, and we were worried about their whereabouts and hopeful that they were still alive and that they would be returned safely to their families. And that was Sunday. And on Monday, I was getting ready to post the podcast, and I heard the news. And everyone heard the news. And I said, what do I do now? Do I post this? Do I hold on to it? Does anybody want to listen to this stuff on a day like last Monday? So I posted it and wrote a little introduction on Facebook, which you can check out at facebook.com/Israel Hour. And I also recorded a separate introduction. And in that introduction, I played one additional song that we didn't play on last week's show. And that song was a song composed by one of the murdered boys, by Ayal Yifrach. Ayal, just a few weeks before his capture and murder, had written a song with the lyrics from Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, from the Tanakh. He wrote it for a cousin's wedding, I believe, and performed it at the cousin's wedding. And you can see video footage of him performing it at the cousin's wedding. And it was also recorded with, you know, in a fairly professional way. And I want to play it for you today. These kids were full of youth. They were full of life. They had tremendous lives ahead of them. And Eyal Yifrach was no exception. A talented musician, a good singer, had a whole life ahead of him. In his memory, and in memory of all our boys, I present to you Eyal Yifrach. You can find it on YouTube. Al Mishkavi B'Shalom, written by Eyal.
Mishkavi balelot Bikashti et sheava nafshi Bikashti velo velo metzati Akumana asoeva bayi Avaksha et she'ava Yonati v'chon v'asela Beseter madrega Harini et marai Hashmi
Thank you. של מלאכים, דמעות שקטות, דמעות יפות ועצובות, זולגות באופק דמעות ומחפשות מה הן מבקשות. כי כשהמלאכים בוכים בעולם אחר, אז בעולם הזה עצוב לנו יותר. כי כשהמלאכים בוכים בעולם אחר, אז בעולם הזה עצוב לנו יותר, עצוב לנו יותר.
Yudit Ravitz and Yoni Richter, Dma'ot Shel Malachim, Tears of Angels. In memory of the three boys, Ayal, Gilad, and Naftali, we remember them on the Israel Hour. And we will move on. We will move on to celebrate the land of Israel. We will move on to celebrate the amazing music and the sweet sounds of Israel and the sweet sounds of joy that take place each and every day in Israel. That's why you listen to us here on the Israel Hour. We have 1 hour a week. We just need to celebrate. So I hope that you will bear with me as we switch gears and as we move on to some of the greatest music on the planet, as we move on to celebrate the land of Israel. And yes, we mourn quite a bit. But lo nafsig lashir, we don't stop singing. So with that said, I welcome you to the Israel Hour on 88.7 WRSU. It is Independence Day weekend here in the USA, celebrating the 4th of July, which took place 2 days ago on Friday. To that end, later on in today's show, we're actually going to be playing something very interesting. We're going to be playing a few Israeli songs that reference the good old U.S. of A. If you know of any, get them to me right now at Facebook.com/Israel Hour. I have a few ideas, but I'd love to hear yours. Facebook.com/Israel Hour or call me 732-932-8800. I would love to know if you know of any songs that make reference to the USA. Get them to me. The email address, info@israelhour.com, if you'd like to go that route. In addition, anything that's on your mind, any songs that's on your mind, or if you just want to let us know that you're listening, we would greatly appreciate it. Let me say hello to Ellen and to Phyllis and to Penny, all listening live today on the Israel Hour. We're grateful that you're out there. The rest of you, get in touch with me at facebook.com/Israel Hour. We would greatly appreciate it. The song, a song that has been very, very hot on the charts lately, kind of an appropriate segue from what we've been talking about for the first half of today's show. It is number 3 this week and has been in the top 3 for quite some time. It's the latest from Miri Masika. It's called Tears, Dmaot.
למה זולגות הדמעות, כמה דמעות על חיי? כל עולמך נהרות, כולה נהרות, צבעים ממים. משהו גדול חייב לקרות מחר או מוחרתיים. אם אתה מתמודד, למה לבד, ממה הפחד? ואם אתה מפחד, בוא תן לי יד, נפחד ביחד. משהו גדול עוד יוולד מזה עוד צעד. למה זולגות הדמעות על החיים? כל עולם חנהרות צבעים ממים. אם לא תצליח לראות
רוצה להניח את מכר הנרידים פיתול ועוד פיתול טלטול ועוד טלטול בסוף הרי נשארים בודדים ללא צל, ללא סוכה נופלים מכל מכה אז בואי השקיע אותי עד תום השיקוי שיהיה מחושה שיפסק המרדה מקל הנדודים מסלול ועוד מסלול אני חציתי את הגבול בין סתם שעשוע לאיבוד דעתי עכשיו הלב רעב אז תני להתקרב נשקיע אותי השקיע אותי טוב שיהיה מחושה שיפסק המרדה שבתי רק על זה חשבתי רק על זוג שפתייך המנשקות אותי
Israel Hour 88.7 WRSU Karov El Libech, close to your heart. Before that, Miri Masika with Dmaot, Hot on the Charts. Speaking of Hot on the Charts, this one has been all over Israel this past week. It is debuted on the Reshet Gimel charts at number 6. It is the latest from Moshe Peretz. It's called Tiye Meushar, brand new for you on the Israel Hour.
תיקח בקלות את כל מה שהיה לחיות את הרגע כמו שבא לך קום עכשיו ותיקח את כל מה שאספת בדרך ותצא גדול מאושר כי כל מה שנשאר זה לחיות את הרגע
is brand new from Moshe Peretz on Hot on the Charts, debuted at number 6 on Reshet Gimel's weekly countdown. Tia Mushar was the name of that one. You are tuned to the Israel Hour. My name is Josh Rohn, and you can reach me at 732-932-8800 or at facebook.com/Israel Hour. Email address info@israelhour.com. Want to let you know that we now have a pretty strong presence on TuneIn Radio. You can go to our Israel Hour page on TuneIn and on the web and listen to all our podcasts. I think we have 130 broadcasts on there, 129 or 130 that you can listen to on israelhour.com, on iTunes, and also on tunein.com. And you can follow us there as well. Go to our page on tunein.com and follow the Israel Hour. You'll get updates if we can figure out how to use the thing. But we would love to have you as part of the TuneIn community as well. Of course, you can listen live to us via TuneIn. You know, when you're sitting at your computer, probably the easiest way to do it is to go to WRSU.org. But you can also go to tunein.com and listen live that way. But especially when you're in your car, when you're out of the house, when you're not in front of a computer, on your mobile device, install the TuneIn app. And you can listen to us live and you can listen to podcasts. And it is just a great app for you to have on your phone, on your tablet, on your mobile device, iPhone, Android, whatever it is. Download TuneIn Radio and you can listen to the Israel Hour live or on demand anytime, anywhere. And follow us on TuneIn while you're at it. We would greatly appreciate it. Let's see. We have just a little while to go on today's show. And we're going to devote the last portion of today's show, last 15, 20 minutes or so, to Independence Day. And we are celebrating Independence Day here in the USA. The 4th of July was this past Friday. And we're having a big holiday weekend here in the U.S. The weather is gorgeous here in central New Jersey. People are out and about loving it at the beach, at the pool, and just having a grand old time. And for the last number of minutes on today's show, we're going to celebrate Israeli songs that reference America. Well, we're going to start with an obvious one. It's Rami Fortas and Barry Sakharov with a song called America. Go figure.
Oh,
The Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. We're playing Israeli songs that reference the USA. Would love to hear your suggestions. Get them to me right now at facebook.com/Israel Hour or email info@israelhour.com. This is Zohar Argov.
שם קל יותר לחיות ארזתי מזוודה תליתי בתקבות עליתי על מטוס פשוט קצת לנסות הגעתי לאמריקה למצוא אפשרויות רדתי שם בניו יורק עיר גדולה מאוד הלכתי לאיבוד בין המון שבילים התחלתי להרגיש שזה לא בשבילי רציתי כבר לחזור חשבתי על ארצי שהשארתי מאחור חיפשתי רמזים יזכירו את ביתי אך כל מה שמצאתי פשוט שבר אותי צחקתי ובכיתי חזרתי אל ביתי ארץ ישראל היא אמריקה שלי האוכל השפה וכל החברים ארץ ישראל היא אמריקה שלי נשים כל כך יפות והמון שירים ארץ ישראל היא אמריקה שלי נשים כל כך יפות והמון
מספיק עם השטויות התכנסנו כאן הערב כושר בירה ונזכר ברוב הקווין ועל מנהטן נשירה איך שקנינו מריר
בידיות הארץ
כל יום שישי על יד הסאבווי וחייגנו תל אביב כמו שלומומבה חייג סיבאבווי
זהו מאיר וזה אלון שהגיעו מארצות הברית אז נרים כל סיט של מים ונשמור על סולידריות בסיסית
אלון מאיר מאיר אלון אלון מאיר נעים פה בעברית
Do you like it?
זה בסדר
אני חש מאוד לא קרי
זה כל כך סנטימטלי
אז נפרוט שוב על גיטר
Love that song. It's Kaveret, Meir ve'Alon on the Israel Hour as we're playing songs that reference the United States of America. Before that, we heard Zohar Argov, America Sheli, and Rami Fortis and Bari Sakharov with America. Do you know of any songs that reference America? I can't find them anymore. Got a couple more for you, but I would love to hear your thoughts at facebook.com/Israel Hour. Let me take a quick moment to talk about our August Chagigot coming up very, very quickly. We do this every single year during the month of August. We take each week during the month of August, we devote our program to a particular topic in Israeli music. We pick a theme and plan all of the songs around that theme, and we're doing it again this year with your help as always. Get in touch with me anytime during the week or right now if you want, and let us know if you have any ideas for a theme we can use for our shows during the month of August. In the past, we've done families in Israeli music, we've done soundtracks, we've done Shirei Eretz Yisrael, we've done songs that reference cities in Israel. We've done the Ultimate Beginner's Guide to Israeli Music. We've done so much stuff. We've been doing this for over 10 years, I believe. So if you have an idea for a theme, we would love to hear it. Please get in touch with me, info@israelhour.com, and give me your idea for a week in the month of August, in addition to a number of songs that would fit that theme, songs that you think would be appropriate for whatever suggestion you give us. info@israelhour.com or post on facebook.com/Israel Hour. Our August Chagigot are coming up, and I already mentioned last week that we'll be doing 1 week of Israeli a cappella music from your favorite a cappella groups from throughout the world. If they do a song in Hebrew, a famous Israeli song, we want to know about it. Send your submissions to info@israelhour.com. We would greatly appreciate it. This one comes from Ellen in Florida. We already played Kaveret with Meir ve'Alon, and she said that this song references, well, the U.S., but California specifically. I don't remember. I'll take her word for it. Let's listen together. It's Gazoz, also by Donny Sanderson, a member of Kaveret, of course. This is called Tzipi Primo, as we celebrate the U.S. here on the Israel Hour.
Tzipi Primo, Micholom, Lom, Lom, Sheni Masla, Milakum, Vela, Shevet, Bache, Yom, Echad, Altai, Azilom, Lom, Lom, קליפורניה, גרה שם עם סוניה, יחד בדירה סחורה. אז קר בעיניים, אז בינתיים, שום דבר עוד לא קרה. הימים חלפו לאט כמו שעון, נון, נון, לא חיכה לה שום משיח באופק, עד שיום אחד פגשה היא בחורון.
חזרה אל האמא והמשפחה עכשיו היא מסתובבת בחולון עובדת צומת פה וצומת שם לחבר'ה מספרת מתארת איך כבשה את העולם
There, I heard a reference to California. Thank you to Ellen for that submission. We really appreciate it. Well, we're running out of time, and there's one more song I wanted to play. I referenced it on Facebook this past week, facebook.com/Israel Hour. Back about a month ago, David Broza performed at Philly Stadium on something like Israel Heritage Night or something like that, Celebrate Israel Night, whatever it was. He performed, before the Phillies game, the Star Spangled Banner. And apparently he was so inspired by the experience of performing the national anthem at a major United States baseball, Major League Baseball game, he decided to record it and released it on iTunes this week just in time for the 4th of July. And I thought you should hear it. It's pretty interesting. This may be the first time that an Israeli singer has recorded the United States national anthem. I'm not sure. If you know of any others, I'd love to hear it. Wanted to play it for you in honor of the 4th of July, in honor of U.S. Independence Day, in honor of the privilege of living in this great country where we have the ability to celebrate other great countries of the world. And while our hearts are always in Israel, well, for some of us, we are in this country and we're blessed to be here and to live in freedom and to live in peace and to live the way that we choose to live. In honor of United States Independence Day, in honor of the 4th of July, this is David Broza, the Star Spangled Banner. Performed as only David Broza can perform it in honor of the United States' 238th birthday. The Star-Spangled Banner by David Broza on the Israel Hour. Turkish Hour is running a few minutes late. We'll pause for station identification and roll right along. This is 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick.
You're listening to Rutgers Radio on 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick, and online at WRSU.org.
It's an unlikely pairing, and it's a song that has been on the charts at Reshet Gimel for 16 weeks now. Pretty impressive for an interesting duo. It's Shlomi Shaban and Chava Alberstein תרגיל התעוררות on the Israel Hour.
לאן הלך אהובתי?
אני ממש לידך.
איפה האמא? האמא שלי.
אתה מזמן לבדך.
מה עם השמש הטוב והרע?
שקע כמו שזרח.
אם כך ספרי לי, ספרי לי אם כך.
הכל סופר ונשמר תויק ודובח.
אני שומע שוב פרשים.
אינך שומע דבר.
וריח מר עולה מן הרעשים.
והוא ילך ויגבר.
מדוע קר לי, קר לי כל כך?
זה לא מאוד מסובך.
את מוכרה לי, אבל רחוקה.
אתה ליד עצמך, אני ממש לידך. זה מתרחש
בזמן שכתבתם שירים.
ומה איתה אם כבר מדברים?
נותרו למי שזוכרים. אם כך בעצם דבר לא קרה. אם כך הכל קשורה.
תמיד היית עשוי לפשרה. אתה שובר את ליבי, אני ממש לידך.
אם זהו רק תרגיל, זה אחר תרגיל מוצלח. השמיים צבועים בדיר, האופן מפויח. הכל חוזר אדום יותר בארוכות ובפרחים. אמרי האם, אמרי האם, לאורך הגדה
יתאסף ולא יחד.
It's Shlomi Shaban and Chava Alberstein. Targil Hitorut on a supersized edition of the Israel Hour. My name is Josh Rohn. Thanks so much for staying with us. Turkish Hour should be here shortly. If there's one silver lining about the tragedy that took place this past week and over the past 3-4 weeks since the kids have been abducted and murdered, it's that our nation has seen tremendous unity. Am Echad Im Shir Echad, the Israel Hour.
קרן אור לחיה
שעוטפת אותו ושומרת עליו.
ברגעים כאלו הניגון עוד נמשך,
החברים שלן רחוקות כל כך,
כמו הגל שברח מן האופק בים אל חוף מבטחים שאיננו קיים.
עם אחד עם שיר אחד, המנדינה לעולם תישאר.
עם אחד עם שיר אחד, נשאיר לכם קריאה
אתם לא לבד.
כולנו ביחד למען כולם, בתקווה שנגיע וישמע העולם.
עם אחד עם שיר אחד.
ובימים יפים יתגשמו החלומות,
עם המילים שאמרנו נוכל לשנות.
ילד כזה שחיכה לתקווה,
בחיקו של השיר עוד ימצא אהבה.
אז בוא עכשיו ספר לי את כל המילים,
וביחד נלך עוד באלפי שבילים.
אולי נגיע רחוק, נראה את האור,
נזחף עם הזרם מבלי לחזור.
עם אחד עם שיר אחד, המנגינה לעולם תישאר.
נשאיר לכם כי אתם לא לבד.
אנו ביחד למען כולם, בתקווה שנגיע וישמע העולם.
עם אחד עם שיר אחד.
You know what? The title says it all, especially in a week like this. עם אחד עם שיר אחד. Can you think of a better tagline for the Israel Hour? Maybe that should be our tagline, I don't know. Am echad im shir echad, one nation, one song. We will never forget Gilad, Ayal, and Naftali. And we will remember them forever. And we will continue to sing, no matter what befalls the nation of Israel. And to that end, we're back next Sunday, 11 a.m. I sure hope you will join us then. Follow us on Facebook. Click on like, that like button, facebook.com/Israel Hour. You can follow us on TuneIn Radio. Search for the Israel Hour and follow us there. And podcast at the iTunes Music Store and at IsraelHour.com. Boy, that sure is confusing. Go online and figure it out. We'll help you as best we can. Back next Sunday, 11 a.m. Until next time, my name is Josh Rohn. You're tuned to 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. The Turkish Hour coming up next. Shalom Aleichem from the Israel Hour. Al Tafsiku Lashir.
Oh.